It's on?
Oh, okay.
Hassan Abdi.
الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبعد إن شاء الله تعالى يا إخوان. We are all aware of the fitna that is now taking place throughout the earth. Whether it be outside of a cafe in Paris, in a hotel in Mali, in the marketplace in the south of Beirut, or on a plane taking off from Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt, we have seen the destruction and the chaos, the murder and the mayhem that has taken place of recent times. As a result, ikhwan, of those who have afkar, munharifa, those who have deviant ideologies with them, affairs of the Khawarij, from the group known as Daesh. And this Daesh, ikhwan, is what we call an acronym. In the Arabic language, we have this acronym here, that the kalima, or the word, is built upon the huruf al-ula. The first letters of the acronym make up that particular name. So, for example, Daesh, Dawla Islamiya of Iraq and Sham. So each letter makes up that particular word. And they say in English, ISIL or ISIS, Islamic State, even though the true Islam is free from that which they are upon, as we will read tonight, inshallah ta'ala, but the Islamic State of Iraq and Sham or Syria. Or the Levant. Sometimes they say ISIL. Levant meaning Sham. So inshallah ta'ala, ya Ikhwan, we wanted to read tonight from our Sheikh Ali Haddadi of Riyadh. And the title, ya Ikhwan, is Bara'a Da'wat al-Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah min fikr Da'ish. That the da'wah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, the call of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, is free from that which Da'ish is upon. The call of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah is free from that which Daesh, this ISIS group, is upon. If you go to the newspapers, Ikhwan, the magazines, the newscasts, you will find report after report, and you will find segment after segment, when they ask these pundits, these talking heads as they call them, so-called experts, when they ask them, what is the foundation? What is the origin? What is the root of this group, ISIS? Ikhwan, I would not be exaggerating if I said 8 times out of 10, you will find these pundits, these so-called experts, saying that the methodology is based upon, as they call it, Salafism. Or as they say, Wahhabism. Yani meaning upon the methodology of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. As they say, Za'amu, as they allege. But it's incumbent upon us, Ikhwan, to make sure that we are aware and we are able to defend this blessed da'wah salafiyah and clarify that this da'wah salafiyah and the da'wah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, and the mamlaka of Saudiya, the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, is free from the methodology of the Khawarij, is free from the methodology of ISIS, is free from the methodology of all of these terrorist groups. And this is not the first time that we have heard this. For we remember, Ikhwan, when bin Laden and them were running amok in the earth, causing chaos and murder and killing. And you turned on the television, or you listened to the radio programs, or you read in the newspaper. Same thing, Ikhwan. They said the root of this was of these individuals was Salafism or Wahhabism or Saudi Arabia. So let us read tonight, Ikhwan, from the Sheikh Ali Haddadi, from the Mashaykh of Riyadh. Allah ahfadhu, may Allah preserve him. And let's examine some of these points بإذن الله تعالى. فإن من عادة أهل الباطل أن ينصبوا أنفسهم أو بدعهم للكتاب أو للسنة أو لبعض الصحابة أو لبعض فضلاء الأمة حتى يغرروا بالناس ويجروهم إلى بدعهم وضلالهم. The Sheikh, he begins, Ikhwan, and he says, indeed it is the custom, the customary action of the people of Baatil, of falsehood, that they ascribe themselves or they ascribe their innovation to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sheikh al-Albani used to say, Ikhwan, that there's not a group upon the earth from the different deviant groups. If you were to ask them what they are upon, they would all say, the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without fail, this is what they would say. So Sheikh al-Albani, he refuted them by saying, Ikhwan, that indeed their methodology is in opposition to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is known because they oppose the methodology of the Sahaba, the understanding of the companions of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But these people are false with the Sheikh. It is from their custom, it is from their way, that they ascribe themselves and their innovation to the book of Allah, to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, to one of the companions, or some of the righteous, noble people of this ummah, so that they can deceive the people and pull them into their innovation and into their misguidance. For what is the easiest way, Ikhwan, for them to pass off their innovation? What is the easiest way for them to pass off their deviance except by ascribing it to the book of Allah and ascribing it to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or ascribing it, Ikhwan, to the Salaf al-Salih. وَإِنْ بَانَ فَحِشْ هَذِهِ الْبِدْعَةِ وَقُبْحْ سِرَةِ أَهْلِهَا فَإِنَّ أَعْدَاءَ الْإِسْلَامِ وَأَعْدَاءَ السُنَّةِ يَجْتَهِدُونَ فِي النَّشْرِ دِعَايَةِ بِأَنَّ هَذِهِ الطَّائِفَةِ تُمَثِلُ الْإِسْلَامِ أَوْ أَنَّهَا تُمَثِلُ السُنَّةِ. Now here is very important, Ikhwan, this point of the Shaykh. He says, but when this fahish, when this evil, this corruption, when the sinfulness of these individuals becomes apparent, when it becomes evident, and when the true reality of these groups becomes known, he said, then the enemies of Islam, the adversaries of Islam, and the adversaries of the Sunnah, they are diligent in spreading allegations and spreading claims that this group, they are in truth the ones who represent Islam. Look what the Shaykh is saying here, Ikhwan, that even after this fahsh, this evil, this atrocities becomes apparent to the people, it is the adversaries of Islam and the adversaries of the Sunnah, then they begin to come in and say, what? Such and such a group, they, Ikhwan, are the ones who represent the deen of al-Islam. They are the ones who represent the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a plot, Ikhwan, from the adversaries of the Sunnah. والقصد من ذلك هو تشويه الصورة الحسنة للإسلام وتشويه الصورة الحسنة للسنة. He said, and the reason for this, Ikhwan, what is their intention? What do they hope to achieve by this? The Shaykh says, Ikhwan, they want to distort the beautiful image of Islam, and they want to distort the beautiful image of the Sunnah. والوقوف وجه انتشار الإسلام الصافي النقي من البدع والمحدثات. And they want to stop the spread of pure Islam. They want to stop the spread of the pure sunnah that is free from innovations and free from newly invented matters. وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ عَلَى سَبِيلِ الْمِثَالِ. And from this, Ikhwan, by way of example, he says, أَنَّهُ لَمَّا شَرَّقَتْ وَغَرَّبَتْ السِّرْءَ الْقَبِيحَةِ لِتَنْظِيمْ دَاعِشْ الْقَائِمَةِ عَلَى الظُّلْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَالسَّفْكِ الدِّمَاءِ بِغَيْرِ حَقِّ وَتَكْفِيرِ بِغَيْرِ حَقِّ وَمُسَاهَمَ فِي تَهْجِيرِ النَّاسِ وَتَدْمِيرِ الْبِلَادِ. He says, Ikhwan, so when it began to spread in the East, and when it began to spread in the West, the evil way and the evil path of this group known as Daesh, this group known as ISIS, that it was built upon oppression and rancor and the shedding of blood and the spreading of takfir and the calling of takfir bi ghairi haq, and also, Ikhwan, causing the people to separate and to divide and causing weakness and causing the people to have to emigrate from their lands, forced emigration from these lands, as they call it, the people who are refugees. They call them refugees. And the immense is, Ikhwan, بِإِثَارَةِ الْفَوْضَى, by the spreading of chaos, وَإِنْحَاكِهَا بِالْفِتْنَ الدَّاخِلِيَّةِ, and causing internal strife in these different countries. وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا لَا تَخْفَى شَنَاعَتُهُ وَبَشَاعَتُهُ. He said, and that which is not, and other than that, from that which is not hidden, from evil and hideousness. حرس كثير من أعداء المملكة العربية السعودية وأعداء دعوة الإمام المجدد الإمام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى على زعم بأن داعش هي امتداد لدعوة محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله وعقيل بن تيمية رحمه الله. And the Sheikh, he says, Ikhwan, that after this, the Sheikh, he said that the adversaries of the Mamlaka of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the adversaries of the Dawah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, and the adversaries, Ikhwan, of this noble, blessed Dawah, he said, they began, Ikhwan, to try to say that this group, Daesh, is nothing but an extension, nothing more than an extension of the Dawah of Saudi Arabia, and nothing more than an extension of the Dawah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, and nothing more than an extension of the Aqidah of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala. This is what we hear, Ikhwan, when we turn on the radio programs. This is what we read when we read in the magazines and the newspapers. This is what we hear from the talking heads or the pundits, as they call them, Ikhwan. This is what we hear from them, Ikhwan, accusing and ascribing this evil methodology of ISIS, this corrupt ideology of ISIL, trying to say, Ikhwan, that it is nothing more than an extension of the call of Saudi Arabia, and the call of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, and the call of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala. And then the Shaykh, he says, after mentioning this, Ikhwan, وَهَذَا مِنَ الْكَذِبِ وَالْإِفْتِرَاهِ وَالْبُهْتَانِ الَّذِي لَا دِلِلَ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا حُجَّ وَلَا بُرْهَانِ. And this is a lie, and a fabrication, and a falsehood that they have invented, of which there is no proof, no evidence, and no attestation. For if you were to challenge them, Ikhwan, to bring the evidence, bring their proof, as Allah says, Hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqeen. Bring your proof if you are truthful. They have nothing more than empty claims. They have nothing more than empty rhetoric, Ikhwan, accusations and pointing fingers and naming names. But never have you heard them, Ikhwan, bring any examples whatsoever from the call of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, or from the methodology of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, or from the Aqidah of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Rather, Ikhwan, if you ask some of these non-Muslim pundits, what is the surah in the Quran that the Muslim must pray in every prayer? I guarantee you most of these so-called experts couldn't name Al-Fatiha for you. They are not aware of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have true understanding. But they are propped up on these programs, Ikhwan, and they are called experts. And the people begin to take information from them as if they know better. So the Sheikh, he says after this, Ikhwan, Sheikh Ali Haddadi, Allah ihfadhu, may Allah preserve him. فالدولة السعودية كانت من أوائل الدول في مقدمة الدول التي تبرأت من داعش واعتبرتها من جبهة مع جبهة النصرة والإخوان وحزب الله وغيرها من التنظيمات الإرهابية في بيان الداخلية الشهير. And then the Sheikh, he mentions, Ikhwan, that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia was from the first of the nations, from the first of the countries, to free themselves from Daesh, from ISIS. Go back and look, Ikhwan, the history is there. The history is there, Ikhwan, as some of the Salaf used to say, that when the people of innovation lie, we refute them with the history. We go to the tariq, we go to the history on them, we go back and we find the information. So when these individuals begin to lie, Ikhwan, and fabricate and claim that Daesh is nothing more than an extension of the call of Saudi Arabia, we say, go back and look when this group raised its head, Ikhwan, and the first of the nations to refute Daesh, the first of the nations to refute ISIS, the first of the nations to speak against ISIS was the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Its scholars and its leaders, from the first, Ikhwan, to refute and to speak out against this corrupt group and this deviant group, and to consider them, Ikhwan, with the likes of Jabhat al-Nusra, the Nusra Front. And what is interesting, Ikhwan, to show you how corrupt these individuals are from the so-called experts, from the yani adversaries of the Sunnah, that if you were right now, Ikhwan, this Nusra Front, which is in yani in Syria, if you were to go to Wikipedia right now, Nusra Front, it would mention, Ikhwan, that their affiliates, those who they ally themselves with, are ISIS. And those who they affiliate themselves with are the likes of Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, as they say. But then if you look in the top of the box in Wikipedia, what is their ideology? What do they say? Take a guess. Salafism. Salafism. So when someone does a basic search now on the Nusra front, this group that the Sheikh has mentioned is from the likes of Daesh, from the likes of ISIS, from the likes of Al-Qaeda, and these other deviant terrorist organizations. But now you go to, now the average person goes to Wikipedia, doesn't know any better, types it at Nusra front, and what do they find? What's their ideology? Salafism. You go to these books, Ikhwan, that so-called talk about the methodology of these different groups, and you find, Ikhwan, that they always accuse these groups and ascribe them to the methodology of the Salaf al-Salih. So the Sheikh, he says, Ikhwan, that they are considered from the likes of Jabhat al-Nusra, from the Nusra front, and from the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, from the Muslim Brotherhood. And let's not forget, Ikhwan, as Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi, he mentioned, Ikhwan, that these groups that we find, Ikhwan, from the likes of these deviant groups and these terrorist sects, that Ikhwan, they are from the offspring of the Ikhwan Muslimin. They are from the offspring, Ikhwan, and the offshoots of the Ikhwan Muslimin. And then the Sheikh, he mentions, Ikhwan, with Hezbollah and the Hezbollah group. And other than that, Ikhwan, from these terrorist organizations, as was clarified by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, as we have said, Ikhwan. وَكَذَٰلِكَ دَاعِشْ لَا يَتَوَلَّ السُّعُدِيَّةِ وَلَا يُحِبُّهَا. And the Sheikh says, Ikhwan, that they do that this Daesh, this group, ISIS, does not ally itself with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, nor does it like it. If anyone, Ikhwan, is paying attention, and this is what is so interesting about these individuals, how evil their hearts have become, how corrupt they are, Ikhwan, that they would turn off even their own eyesight, blinded to the fact, Ikhwan, that Daesh, this group, has no love for the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. No love for the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Not only do they not ally themselves with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, they have hatred and animosity and animus for the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And the Sheikh says, بَلْ مَزَالَ تَنْظِيمْ يَنْشْرَ صَوْتِيَاتْ وَمَرْئِيَاتْ أَلَّتِي يَتَبَنَّ فِيهَا تَكْفِرِ السُّعُودِيَّةِ حُكُومَةِ وَعُلَمَاهِ وَرِجَالْ أَمَنْ وَيُعْلَنِ اسْتِحْلَاءَ دِمَاءَهُمْ. And then he mentions Ikhwan. He says, rather, Ikhwan, rather, not only do they not ally themselves with the kingdom, not only do they not have love for the kingdom, he says, rather, the Sheikh says, they continue to put out recordings and they continue to put out videos that fester and talk about making takfir against the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, removing the kingdom, the people of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia from al-Islam, the government, the scholars, the yani Rijal Emin, the security forces. And they have put out, Ikhwan, how many declarations making the blood of those people permissible? How many declarations have we seen from ISIS making the blood of the scholars of Saudi Arabia permissible? The rulers of Saudi Arabia permissible? And then the Sheikh says, وَيَتَوَعَدْ وَيَتَهَدَّدْ. They make threats upon threats upon the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Are you not aware, ya Ikhwan, that some time ago, one of these ISIS sympathizers on Twitter, no less, put on there that when they conquer, listen to what they say, look into their words, look into the statements of these individuals, these khubatha, these despicable, evil individuals, that when they conquer the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, may Allah protect the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia from their filth and from their evil. After taking the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did they say? That he would love nothing more than to slaughter Fawzan, than to sacrifice Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, the noble scholar of al-Islam. May Allah preserve our Sheikh. But yet these individuals say that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, that Daesh is an extension of the scholars of Saudi Arabia. The clerics, they call it the clerics of Saudi Arabia. We say, name these clerics. They keep talking about the clerics of Saudi Arabia. They haven't named a cleric yet. They haven't named a scholar from Saudi Arabia yet. We say, Ikhwan, name your men. Semilana Rizalakum, name for us your men. You keep saying the clerics of Saudi Arabia. Who are these clerics? And what are their statements? They keep getting on these television broadcasts. They keep getting on the radio. They keep writing in these newspapers. Keep writing in these magazines. The clerics of Saudi Arabia and the clerics of Saudi Arabia. And no one has challenged them yet. Give us one name. Give us one statement. Show us how the statements of these clerics of Saudi Arabia line up with the methodology of Daesh. We haven't seen it yet, Ikhwan. وَلَوْلَا الْإِسْنَادِ لَقَالَ مَنْ شَاءَ مَا شَاءَ. What did one of the salaf say, Ikhwan? If it were not for this chain of narration, then anyone could say whatever they pleased. And these people take advantage, Ikhwan, because they have no compass. They have no compass. They have no parameters. They don't know where to stop at the hudud, the boundaries. So therefore, Ikhwan, they are not above and beyond lying and fabricating and making these false accusations. This Daesh has made how many threats against the kingdom of Saudi Arabia? How many times have they threatened it? And to the point, Ikhwan, where we've heard recently or read recently, Ikhwan, about the Qadimun from amongst Daesh, from amongst ISIS, who claim, Ikhwan, that they are going to enter the likes of Saudi Arabia and the other Gulf states and conquer them and take them over. So this, Ikhwan, is what we find from the likes of this group, ISIS. And then the Sheikh, he says, ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ ذَلِكَ بِاسْتِهْدَافِ بَعْضَ الْمَسَاجِدْ وَالْمَوَاقِعِ بِالتَّفْجِيرِ وَالْاغْتِيَالَاتِ كَمَا هُوَ مَعْلُومٌ. And they didn't stop at just making threats. They did not just stop at making threats. Rather, Ikhwan, they targeted certain masajids, certain masjids, and other places, Ikhwan, for explosions and for assassinations, as is known. And if anyone, again, is paying attention, who knows of the city in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia known as Arar? Who knows Arar? I used to live in Arar. I lived in Arar for a couple of years. Arar, Ikhwan, is a city on the northern border of the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. It borders with Yani Jordan and Syria, those countries there, Yani to the likes of that. And how many times, Ikhwan, have they tried to attack the city of Arar? How many times have they tried to attack the northern border? How many times have they tried to, Ikhwan, attack some of the Yani Umara, the princes and the likes of that up there in that particular area? But yet these individuals, Ikhwan, they keep talking about Daesh is an extension of the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Then why are they threatening it? And why are they trying to kill people there? And why are they trying to enter into the land and cause bloodshed and mayhem and chaos? If it's an extension of the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, then why is this the case? La, Ikhwan, these individuals are liars. They are lying upon the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And they are lying upon the scholars of Arabia. And they are lying upon the leaders of that noble and blessed land. May Allah protect it, its rulers, its scholars, and its people. Ameen. And then the Sheikh, he says after this, Ikhwan, فَكَيْفَ يُصَدِّقْ عَاقِلْ هَذِهِ التُّهَمَ الرَّخِيصَةِ. He says, so after all of this, Ikhwan, how can anyone believe these lowly accusations, these despicable accusations? How could we even believe them? How could we accept them after knowing what we know? After seeing what we have seen? After reading what we have read? How could we, Ikhwan, believe this? How could the aqil, the one of intellect, the one of understanding, Ikhwan, how could they have any understanding regarding this? And then the Sheikh, he says after this, Ikhwan, وَأَمَّا الْإِدْدِعَى بِأَنَّ فِقْهَ دَاعِشْ مُسْتَمِدْ مِنْ دَعْوَةِ شَيْخَ الْإِسْلَامِ مُحَمَّدْ بْنَ عَبْدُ الْوَهَابِ وَقُتُبِهِ كَمَا يُرَّوِجُهُ الْحَاقِدُونَ وَالْمُغْرِضُونَ وَالْمُتَصَيِّدُونَ فِي مَاءَ الْعَقِرِ فَقَدْ تَعَلَّقُوا بِأَنَّ دَاعِشْ يَطْبَعَ بَعْدْ قُتُبْ الشَّيْخ رَحِمَهَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. And this, Ikhwan, is amazing. The Sheikh, he says, and as again for these allegations of these individuals, as for the allegation that the ideology of Daesh is an extension of the Dawah of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, and his books, as these envious ones and as these plotters and those who fish in murky waters, Allahu Akbar, those who fish in dirty and muddy waters, how they try to ascribe this, Ikhwan, to the Dawah of Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, is that they claim that Daesh or ISIS prints the books of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. This is their statement. That Daesh prints the books, ISIS prints the books, some of the books of Sheikh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. This is their call. This is their statement. أَوْ يَسْتَدِلْ بِبَعْدْ أَقْوَالَ شَيْخ الْإِسْلَامِ ابْنِ تَيْمِيَةَ أَوْ بِبَعْدْ أَقْوَالَ إِمَّةِ الدَّعْوَةِ. Or sometimes, Ikhwan, those people of Daesh may try to use as an argument or an evidence a statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, or that of one of the the imams of the scholars of the past. And the Shaykh, look what the Shaykh says. Shaykh says, وَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّ هَذَا مِنْ الْفُجُورِ فِي الْخُصُومَةِ. He says, there is no question, Ikhwan, that this is evil and corruption in one trying to argue. التي نربأ ببعض أبنائنا من أهل هذا البلد ممن درسوا العقيدة السلفية وعرفوا دعوة الشيخ رحمه الله عن قرب أن يقعوا فيها. He says, this kind of statement, this kind of argument, he said, we believe that our youth, some of our young ones who have studied the Dawah Salafiyah and who know the Dawah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab up close, he said, we wouldn't even think that they would fall for this. Some of the youth, some of the young ones know better than this. And they wouldn't fall for the likes of these allegations and claims. The Sheikh says, فَإِنَّ هَذَا الْإِسْتِدْلَالُ بَاطِلْ بَيِّنَ الْبُطْلَانِ. The Sheikh says, this claim of theirs is falsehood, clear falsehood. فَهَلْ كُلُّ مَنْ إِسْتَدَلْ عَلَى بَاطِلِهِ بِكَلَامِ أَحَدْ يَقُونَ الْمُسْتَدَلْ بِكَلَامِهِ مُبْدِلًا مُفْسِدًا حَالَهُ. So every time now someone, listen to this, Ikhwan, this is important. Every time now someone who is upon falsehood, every time now someone who is upon falsehood, if they quote from someone who is upon truth, does that now make that person upon truth, upon falsehood, because the person with falsehood quote from him? Is that the reality of the affair, Ya Ikhwan, that every time now a person of falsehood, we just said what Sheikh Al-Albani said, there is not a deviant sect ala wajh al-ard, on the face of the earth, if you ask them what they are upon, except that they will say the book of Allah and the sunnah, the messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will find from the Rafidha, who would try to bring an ayah from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Rafidha. Huh? The Khawarij, who reject the sunnah of the messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You find them trying to quote from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, just because someone quotes, Ikhwan, from a person, does that now make that person they have quoted from a person of falsehood? The Shaykh says, لَا شَكَّ أَنَّ الْأَمْرَ لَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ. There's no doubt this is not the affair. فَهَاهُمْ يَسْتَدِلُّونَ في بيناتهم وقوالهم وفتاويهم على أعمالهم المنقرة وعقائدهم الشنيعة بآيات من كتاب الله وحديث من سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فهل يجوز أن يقال أن إن مصدر داعش هو الكتاب والسنة. The Sheikh, he says, Ikhwan, look at this point. The Sheikh says, so here they are, Ikhwan, trying to bring evidences from the Quran, trying to bring evidences from the Sunnah, ayat from the book of Allah, trying to bring evidences from the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in their declarations, in their statements, in their fatwas, trying to, upon their a'mal al-munqara, their evil, corrupt actions, and their corrupt creed, they try to bring ayahs from the book of Allah, and try to bring narrations from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Shaykh says, is it now permissible to say that what they are upon is the book of Allah, and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is that what anyone is prepared to say, Ikhwan? That these evil individuals who have corrupted the methodology of al-Islam, who have corrupted, Ikhwan, and spoken wrongly and falsely and in falsehood, is anyone prepared to now say that what they are upon is the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet? La shakka in jawab la. And the Sheikh says, there is no doubt that the answer is no. There is no doubt, Ikhwan, that the answer is no. They are not upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet, even if they may bring an ayah, even if they may try to bring a hadith from the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هُمْ يَسْتَدِلُّونَ نَعَمْ لَكِنْ هَلْ إِسْتِدْلَالُهُمْ صَحِيحٌ أَمْ أَنَّهُمْ يُفَسِّرُونَ حَسْبْ أَهْوَائِهِمْ. And the Shaykh says, yes, they may try to bring evidences from the book of Allah, and they may try to bring evidences from the sunnah, but is their citing of proof correct? Are they citing the proofs correctly? Or, as the Shaykh says, are they interpreting them, Ikhwan, in accordance with their base desires and with their wicked desires? And the Shaykh says, حَتَّ أُقَرِّبْ لَكُمْ الْمَقْصُودِ بِالْمِثَالِ أَقُولُ. The Shaykh said, I want to try to bring this a little closer for you to understand. He said, let me give you an example. He says, لَوْ أَنَّ الرَّجُلٍ قَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَا تُصَلُّوا فَالصَّلَاةُ حَرَامٌ لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَعَدَ الْمُصَلِّينَ بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الْمَاعُونِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Listen to this, Ikhwan. This example of the Shaykh is tremendous. The Shaykh, he says, if someone came to you and said, Akhi, don't pray. Praying is not permissible. Don't you know Allah says in the Quran, Waylul lil musallin, woe to those who pray. Doesn't Allah say in the Quran, in al-ma'un, woe to those who pray? Is that not in the Quran? But if someone comes to you and says that to you, Akhi, how do you answer them? How do you respond to them? What you say to them, Akhi? Finish the verse. Finish the verse.
الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ Those who are heedless in their prayers.
This is what is intended, Ikhwan, by the Muslim here. Those who are heedless in their prayers. So what the Shaykh is establishing for us here, Ikhwan, is a person can take it out of context. Just like we hear this individual recently said, the Prophet ﷺ praised the Khawarij. Prophet ﷺ said what?
يَحْكِرُ أَحَدُكُمْ صَلَاتُهُ عِنْدَ صَلَاتِهِمْ وَصِيَامُهُ عِنْدَ صِيَامِهِمْ وَقِرَاتُهُ عِنْدَ قِرَاتِهِمْ
One of you were jealous of your prayer next to their prayer and your fasting next to their fasting, your recitation of the Quran next to their recitation. And he understood from that, yani ma'adha, praise. The scholars say, akmil al-hadith, finish the hadith, as our brother said. Take two books, I'll give another as a gift. Scholars say, finish the hadith.
يَقْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنَ لَا يُجَاوِزْ تَرَاقِيهِمْ
They will recite the Quran, but it will not go below their collarbones, won't go into their hearts. It'll be upon their tongues, but they won't believe in it. إِخْوَانَ اللَّهِ يَبَرِكْ فِيكُمْ
يَمْرُقُونَ مِنَ الدِّينِ كَمَا يَمْرُقُ السَّهْمِ مِنَ الرَّمِيَةِ
And they will leave Islam faster than the arrow goes to the hunted animal. Finish the hadith. Finish the verse, اللَّهِ يَبَرِكْ فِيكُمْ So the Shaykh, he says, إِخْوَانَ
لَكُلْنَا جَمِيعًا أَخْطَأْتَ وَضَلَلْتَ
If someone said to us, don't pray because of what we have mentioned, we would say, you have made an error. You have deviated. You have been misguided. You have lied upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
مَعَنَّ الْآيَةَ نَعَمْ مَوْجُودَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ With the fact that the ayah is there, the verse is there in the Qur'an. وَلَكِنُّهُ لَمَّا قَطَعَهَا عَمَّا بَعْدَهَا وَلَمْ يُكْمِلْ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى
But he cut the verses off and he stopped at that verse and did not complete the rest of the verses.
الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ Those who are heedless
in their prayers. أَخْطَى فِي الْاِسْتِدْلَالِ He made an error one in the way he brought and cited the evidence. وَغَيْرَ الْمَعْنَ الْمَرَادِ And he changed the intended meaning. And this is what we find from these individuals, Ikhwan, from the Khawarij, from the likes of ISIS. You find them taking an ayah totally out of context. And this, Ikhwan, is what happened. When Ibn Abbas went to the Khawarij, Allah musta'an. When Ibn Abbas went to the Khawarij, Ikhwan, to refute them. And he began to refute them, and that was their upon. They recited an ayah from the Quran. Talking about the Quraysh are given to abundance of speech. Talking about Ibn Abbas. And the ulama have mentioned that verse was yani in relation to the Quraysh from the Mushrikeen, from the Kuffar. But they applied it to Ibn Abbas because the Khawarij had no understanding of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they applied that verse bi ghayri mahalliha and other than that which it was intended. And this is what they do now, ISIS, Ikhwan. So they fill up their communiques and their declarations. Declaration after declaration with all kinds of exaggerations and embellishments and lies and fabrications. And they put an ayah here and a hadith there, a statement of this sheikh or that sahabi there. And they take it out of context. And they apply it incorrectly. Is this not, Ikhwan, what happened when Yazid al-Faqir in Sahih in the narration of Sahih Muslim that when they went to make Umrah al-Hajj and he was with the Khawarij at that time and he said, Ikhwan, that when they went, they were going to make the rites, and then they were going to go out amongst the people and call them to the methodology of the Khawarij. But when they got to the masjid, they found Jabir ibn Abdullah, the noble companion of the Prophet ﷺ, giving lessons outside of the masjid or at the masjid. And he mentioned from the Ikhwan some of the ayat dealing with the people, yani from Ahl al-Tawheed, who die upon Tawheed, who will be removed from the hellfire. And he began to mention, Ikhwan, some of the verses that the Khawarij apply to the Muslims, but they are specific to the Kuffar, regarding those who will dwell in the hellfire forever. Those Khawarij were applying those ayat to the Muslims, Ikhwan, who died upon sin, as we know the methodology of the Khawarij. So they were taking those verses out of its context, out of its proper understanding, and applying it upon the Muslims when it was intended were the disbelievers. So when Jabir began to refute them and to clarify this affair, Ikhwan, Yazid mentions that all of them repented except for one man. Except one from amongst them, Ikhwan. He remained upon the methodology of the Khawarij. And therefore, Ikhwan, he is known now throughout history as that one man, the lone man, who remained upon the methodology of the Khawarij out of that group. So they, Ikhwan, may quote an ayah. They may quote a hadith. They may quote a statement, cite a statement from one of the scholars. But as the Shaykh mentioned, Ikhwan, they do not cite it in its proper place.
وَهَكَذَا حَالَ الْأَهْوَائِ يَتَلَاعَبُونَ فِي تَعَامُلِ مَعَ النُّصُوصِ مِنَ النُّصُوصِ حَتَّى تَظْهَرَ لِلنَّاسِ أَنَّهَا فِي صَالِحِهِمْ وَهِيَ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ فَحِكَةَ الْأَمْرُ ضِدُّهُمْ. The Shaykh says, Ikhwan, and like this is the condition of the people of desires, that they play, Ikhwan, with the texts. They play with the texts until they can give the appearance of the people that those texts are in their favor, when in reality, Ikhwan, they are against them. And in the Shaykh, he says, إِنَّهُمْ حِينَ يَسْتَدِلُّونَ بِكَلَامِ ابْنِ تَيْمِيَةِ أَوْ مُحَمَّدْ ابْنِ عَبْدِ الْوَهَابِ أَوْ أَحَدْ تَلَمِيذِهِ لَا يَسْتَدِلُّونَ بِهِ عَلَى النَّحْوِ مَا أَرَادُ أُولَئِكَ الْأَئِمَّةِ. So when these individuals quote, Ikhwan, from Ibn Taymiyyah, from the speech of Ibn Taymiyyah, or they quote from the speech of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, or they quote from one of these statements of one of their students, when they cite this, Ikhwan, they are not citing it in the way that those scholars intended. They are not citing it in the way that those scholars intended it, just like we mentioned regarding that verse in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّمَا يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلَمْ عَنْ مَوَاذِعِهِ. But rather, Ikhwan, they distort the word from its place. They change the word from its proper place, and they distort it and change the meaning, Ikhwan. Cutting off the kalam, taking it out of context, applying it to that which is not to be applied to in specific situations, as we mentioned. وَإِلَّا فَالدَّعْوَةَ السَّلَفِيَّةَ الَّتِي جَدَّدَ مَعَالِمَهَا الْإِمَامُ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله وناصره عليها الإمام محمد بن سعود رحمه الله دعوة تقوم على الكتاب والسنة وعقيدة السلف الصالح. The Shaykh, he says, Ikhwan, he says, and the da'wah salafiyah. Let us be clear, Ikhwan. This term Wahhabi is a misnomer. It is not correct. Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى was Salafi. Upon the methodology of Salafiyah, this is what he understood, this is what he called to, and this is what his students, from his offspring and from his grandchildren, from his children, this is what they have called to, ya ikhwan, la yabarak fikum, to the da'wah salafiyah. And we have said for years now, ikhwan, how weak is their argument that the people who follow the methodology or the way that Muhammad Abdul Wahhab called to, that they're Wahhabi. If that's the case, ikhwan, then what do we call Ibn Taymiyyah, who came before Muhammad Abdul Wahhab? Muhammad Abdul Wahhab says, Ikhwan, he benefited from the books of Ibn Taymiyyah. So what does that make Ibn Taymiyyah? Does it make him Wahhabi as well? There's no logic to this, Ikhwan. This is what you call a logical fallacy. There's no logic. Does it make sense? Allah yabarik fikum. Here is Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. His methodology aligns with the methodology of Ibn Taymiyyah, with the methodology of Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, with the methodology of Sufyan al-Thawri, Sufyan ibn Uyayna. Huh? Go all the way back, Ikhwan, Abu Huraira, to the likes of that. This is their methodology. So was Abu Huraira Wahhabi, or I'm confused. So therefore, Ikhwan, this term Wahhabi is a misnomer. It does not exist in reality. It is only something, Ikhwan, as we said, the adversaries of Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, tried to apply, Ikhwan, to give it a bad connotation so as to try to call the people away from this tremendous and blessed call of Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, that he revived, Ikhwan, that da'wah. Allah yabarakum, that da'wah salafiyah. And he was aided by Muhammad ibn Sa'ud in the first establishment of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, in the first establishment. And it was based, Ikhwan, upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Aqeedah of the Salaf al-Salih. Until this day of ours, Allah yabarakum, those rulers of Saudi Arabia, Ikhwan, they testify that they are Salafi. They testify that they are Salafi. May Allah preserve them. And then the Shaykh, he says after this, Ikhwan, لا يبرك فيكم وهي أبعد ما تكون عن التكفير بغير حق. If I was to ask you right now, Ikhwan, to describe the methodology of Daesh, to describe the methodology of ISIS, if I was just to ask you a couple of descriptions about their call, what would be the first thing that will come to your mind if I ask you the call of ISIS? The first thing. Now I'm going to ask one of my brothers here, and you better answer correctly. Allah you better see. What's your name? Yeah. Tell you. First thing that comes to your mind. Takfir. Allah you better feekum. Take this book, Akhi. You got one, give it to somebody else. La bas. Takfir. First thing that comes to your mind when you think of the da'wah of ISIS is takfir. Allah yabarak fikum. If I ask you right now, what's the first thing that comes to your mind of the da'wah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, what you say? Tawheed. Oh, Allahu Akbar.
We could stop here.
Allah yabarak fikum.
The call of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab is identified with the call to Tawheed. Ain't nobody identifying the call of ISIS with Tawheed. Takfir, Irhab, Sefkut Dima, the shedding of blood, terrorism, bombings, killings, beheadings. That's what you think of when you think of ISIS. That ain't what you think of when you think of the da'wah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala. And if a person was truthful and they were honest in their statements, then they would recognize and realize that the difference between the call of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab and the call of ISIS is the difference of the East and the West. If they were truthful, and if they were honest with the people, and if they were honest with themselves. But as we said, Ikhwan, they have no compass, and they have no parameters, and they have no boundaries. So then the Sheikh, he says after this, Ikhwan, Allah yabarakum, how far is that methodology of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, Ikhwan, from takfir, bighayri haq, unjustly making takfir upon the people, and it's the halal ad-dima bighayri haq, and the shedding of blood unjustly. He says, da'wah taqum ala rahmat al-muslimin. The da'wah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, Ikhwan, is built upon the mercy to the Muslims, rahmah to the Muslims, wa tawteed ala'iq al-ukhuwah, and the strengthening of the bonds of brotherhood, baynahum fi dhatillah, yani in that which is between them. لِذَا نَجِحَتْ وَكَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهَا الْقُبُولُ وَحَبَّهَا النَّاسِ فِي هَذِهِ الْجَزِيرَةِ وَأَيَّدَهَا عُلَمَاءَ الْإِنصَافِ وَالْعَدْلِ فِي أَرْجَاءِ الْمَعْمُورَةِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Listen to this, Ikhwan. This is tremendous. Allahu Akbar. The Shaykh, he says, Ikhwan, and strengthening the bonds of brotherhood, and therefore, and because of this, Ikhwan, that Allah has written acceptance for the da'wah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. Acceptance. The books of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, Ikhwan, Allah yabarak fikum, in the lands, Ikhwan, that they have entered, have been a benefit in the call of the people to Tawheed. Have been a benefit in the call. And people have accepted this call, and the people have loved it. And he says, in this jazira, in this peninsula, and it has been supported and aided by the scholars of insaf, of justice, wal adl, and of justice throughout the world, worldwide, Ikhwan. And all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ففي باب التكفير إذا كانت القاعدة وداعش والنصرة تكفر المسلمين والحكومات والعلماء بالهوى والجهل فإننا نجد الشيخ محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله من أضيق الناس في باب التكفير ومن أشدهم احتياطا فيه. Listen to what the Sheikh says, Ikhwan. And he says, and if we see in the affair of takfir, as the brother just mentioned, and I am certain that everyone here would agree with him, then when you think of the likes of Daesh and you think of the likes of Qaeda and these groups, then from the first things that comes to your mind is takfir. The Sheikh says, Ikhwan, in the bab of takfir, of this Nusra Front, and of this group Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, and this group Daesh, ISIS, he says, you find them making takfir of the Muslims and the governments and the scholars, bil-hawa wal-jahl, with ignorance and with desires. And this is what you see, Ikhwan. You find them, Ikhwan, yani beheading people and setting people on fire, for all kinds of reasons. All kinds of reasons, Ikhwan. Suspecting this one of this and this one of that. And so, Ikhwan, some of the defectors who defected from these individuals, they mention, look how foolish some of the people are that go to these people. That the people who come from the West, they say, have to go extra hard to prove themselves. They got to be even more evil than the average ISIS joker. Think about how evil that must be. As wicked and corrupt as these individuals are, now you got to go beyond, above and beyond the call of evil to be accepted by these individuals. So here we find Ikhwan, these people coming from the West, bending over backwards, chopping off heads and doing all kinds of evil, trying to be accepted. Because if they don't do that, then they'll be the ones on their knees underneath of the chopping block, Ikhwan, underneath of the sword. If they don't go above and beyond the call of evil, then they will be next, Ikhwan, at the edge of the sword. How corrupt could this be, Ikhwan, this type of takfir? This type, Ikhwan, of shedding of blood, this type of corruption, no concern whatsoever for human life. So he goes on to mention, Ikhwan. He says, Ikhwan, Allah yabarak fikum. He says, they make takfir up with hawa upon desires and ignorance, as we have seen. He says, but when we look at Sheikh al-Islam, Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, we find him from the most restrictive of the people as it relates to the issue of takfir.
He was the most restrictive of the people, ikhwan, as it relates to making takfir upon an individual. These people haven't read the books of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. Those who tried to say that Daesh is an extension of the Dawah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, they haven't really read the books of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. They have merely, ikhwan, parroted, and they have merely copied and mimicked the words of the Sufiya and the Rafida, those who have enmity and animosity and animus and hatred for the call of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. So they say that, no, this is the Dawah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, and they parrot it, ikhwan, in their writings and in their newspapers and in their, yani, into the likes of that. So he says, ikhwan, that Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, ikhwan, was from the most restrictive of the people as it relates to the affair of takfir. And look what he says after this, ikhwan. And he was from the most, yani, careful, the most cautious as it relates to the affair of takfir. Look what he says in his books. We can go to his books. And the Sheikh doesn't make this claim except that he brings a statement from Muhammad Abdul Wahhab right afterwards. وَلَا نُكَفِّرْ إِلَّا مَا أَجْمَعَ عَلَيْهِ الْعُلَمَاء كُلُّهُمْ Muhammad Abdul Wahhab said, we do not remove a Muslim from Islam except for that which the scholars have agreement upon. This ain't about someone's conjecture. This isn't about someone's desires. This isn't about someone's opinion or thought. He says, ikhwan, we do not make takfir except for that which the ulama have consensus, agreement upon. And then the Sheikh says, Ali says after this, فَلَا يُكَفِّرْ إِلَّا بِمَا أَجْمَعَ عَلِيهِ الْعُلَمَاء كُلُّهُمْ So he does not make takfir, وَلَا يَكْفُرْ يعني the person is not disbelieving, he does not make takfir upon the person except for the ulama. All of them have consensus regarding it. وَلَا يُكَفِّرْ إِلَّا بَعَدْ بُلُوغِ الْحُجَّ وَقِيَامِهَا عَلَى مَنْ قَامَ بِهِ سَبُبُ تَكْفِيرٍ Listen to this, ikhwan. Another step, he says, ikhwan. And he does not make takfir unless the proof has been established against that person. The proof has to reach that person. It has to reach them properly. It has to be established upon them before we make takfir upon this individual, ikhwan. An excuse for ignorance. Is ISIS making excuses for ignorance? Ikhwan, they murdering whole villages. Mass graves. Show me, identify the Dawah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab with a mass grave. Find it. You will not find the Dawah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab being identified with a mass grave. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Look how they lie upon the Dawah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. But we see the likes of Daesh, ikhwan, not only do they say this, but they have the videos, mass graves. They've done whole graves. Laid people down, ikhwan, by the tens, by the scores, and walk down the row and blow people's heads off. This is murder. This is evil. This is in opposition to the call of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. You ain't found any of that from the call of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. Nothing like that from the Dawah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. From Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala. But you will find that from the Dawah of the Khawarij. Go back and look at the narration of Abdullah ibn Khabbab, who they slaughtered and then they cut his woman. She was pregnant, cut her belly open until the fetus fell on the ground. You will find that from the history of the Khawarij. That it was mentioned, ikhwan, that the people couldn't travel from their city because they were afraid if they traveled to actually go on an expedition, that when they left, the Khawarij would come in and take their women as captives and take their children as captives and kill those who remain from the men. You will find that methodology from the methodology of the Khawarij, but you will not find it from the methodology of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala. And then the Sheikh, he says after this, now, so then the Sheikh, he says after this, ikhwan, la yabarik fikum, Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, he says, rahimahullah, fa jins ha'ula al-mushrikeen wa amthaluhum mimman ya'budu al-awliya wa-salihin نحكم بأنهم مشركون ونرى كفرهم إذا قامت عليهم الحجة الرسالية الله أكبر Listen to this, ikhwan. Pay attention to this. He says, and as it relates to these mushrikeen, these polytheists and their likes, who worship the awliya, who worship the awliya and the salihin and the righteous, He said, we rule upon them that they are mushrikun, and we see their disbelief. إِذَا قَامَتْ عَلَيْهِمَ الْحُجَّةِ, if the proof is established against them. Allahu Akbar. If the hujjah is established against them from the message, وَمَا عَدَى هَذَا مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ الَّتِي هِيَ دُونَهُ فِي الْمَرْتَبَةِ فِي الْمَرْتَبَةِ يعني وَالْمَفْسَدَةِ لَا نُكَفِّرْ بِهَا. And he said, but ask for what is less than that from sins, يعني meaning from يعني transgressions and sinfulness. He said, لَا نُكَفِّرْ بِهَا, we do not make takfir regarding it. We do not make takfir regarding it. The Khawarij make takfir for what, Ikhwan? For major sin. The Khawarij, everyone here should know this. The Khawarij make takfir for major sin. What did Muhammad Abdul Wahhab just say, Ikhwan? We do not make takfir for what is less than this affair of shirk. Yani this from the affairs of sin, yani like this. And then the Shaykh, he says after this, Ikhwan, ويقول رحمه الله راد على من افترى عليه الغلو في التكفير. And then the Shaykh says, in refutation of those who accuse him of having an extremeness in takfir. He says, Ikhwan, وَإِذَا كُنَّا لَا نُكَفْرٍ مِنْ عَبْدِ الصَّنَمِ الَّذِي عَلَى عَبْدِ الْقَادِرِ وَالصَّنَمِ الَّذِي عَلَى قَبْرِ أَحْمَدَ الْبَدَوِي وَأَمْثَالِهِمَا لِأَجْلِ جَهْلِهِمْ وَعَدَمْ مَنْ يُنَبِّهُهُمْ فَكَيْفَ نُكَفْرٍ مَنْ لَمْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِذَا لَمْ يُهَاجِرْ إِلَيْنَا أَوْ لَمْ يَكْفُرْ وَيُقَاتِلْ. Allahu Akbar. He says, Ikhwan, and if we do not make takfir for those who have worshipped these, yani this sonam, yani these idols or like this, who are worshipped at the likes of the graves of Abdul Qadir and the likes of the graves of Ahmed al-Badawi, and for yani my people who lived in Misr, Abdul Hakim, yani Rashid al-Badawi, Alak Shams, the Shamsi Rebbe, Tanta, yani the grave. And so yani, is it his birthday? Would they have the Hajj, the people come from around the country? Yani on his birthday, Allah al-Musta'an wa alayhi tuklan. These people, they come, Ikhwan, to the grave of this man in Tanta, in the city of Tanta, and they sacrifice animals, and they yani supplicate at the grave. Yani fi'l, and they make hajj to the grave. But what the Shaykh is saying here, la yubarak fikum, he says, we do not make takfir of these individuals, yani li ajli jahlihim, due to their ignorance. Listen to this, Ikhwan. And he says, or those who have not been able to give them the message, the information, it hasn't reached them. Look what the Shaykh is saying, Ikhwan. So can you now say that the da'wah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, Ikhwan, was hasty in takfir? Read the statement of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, Ikhwan. He says, فَكَيْفَ نُكَفْرَ مَنْ لَمْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. So if that's the case, how can one say that we make takfir of those who have not made shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either لَمْ يُحَاجِ لِلَيْنَا, who did not make emigration to us and did not disbelieve and fight? Subhanaka hada buhtanun azim. And glory to Allah, this is a horrible lie, an atrocious lie. And then he says after this, Ikhwan, wa kalamuhu wa kalam talamidhuhu aw talamidhihi fi hadha al-bab kathir. And then Sheikh Ali Haddadi says, Ikhwan, and his speech and the speech of his students in this regard is plentiful. And I'll try to finish up, Ikhwan, as quickly as possible, inshallah ta'ala. He says, أَمَّا اسْتِحْلَالَ الدِّمَاءِ, as for the making permissible the blood of the people, فَهُوَ مِنْ أَبْعَدِ النَّاسِ عَنْ اسْتِحْلَالِ دِمَاءِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ. And he says that he, Ikhwan, was from the farthest of the people in making the blood of the Muslims permissible. He says, إِلَّا بِمَا أَجْمَى الْعُلَمَاءِ عَلَى أَنَّهُ مُوجِبُ لِلْقِتَالِ, unless that which the scholars have consensus regarding it, يعني in the permissibility of fighting in that regard. But even with that, Ikhwan, look, even with that, Sheikh Muhammad al-Wahhab says, Ikhwan, وَلَا نَرَى قَتْلَ النِّسَاءِ وَالصِّبْيَانِ, we do not hold it permissible to kill women and children. فَأَيْنَ هَذَا مِمَّا تَفْعَلُهُ دَاعِشْ وَمَنْ شَاكَ لَهُ مِنَ الْقَتْلَ الْعَامِ وَالتَّفْجِرَاتِ وَالِاغْتِيَالَاتِ وَقَتْلَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْأَطْفَالِ وَالْأَبْرِيَاءِ شَرُّ قِتْلَةٍ. The Shaykh says, Ikhwan, that the da'wah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, Ikhwan, he says, we do not see the permissibility, we do not hold the permissibility of killing women and children. This is in that which they saw as a legitimate fight. He says, now how do we compare this, Ikhwan, to the call of ISIS? And those who are like them, Ikhwan, and their bombings, and their explosions, and their assassinations, and their killing of women and children. They go in villages, Ikhwan, and massacre whole groups of people, Ikhwan, from women and children. And before the people start getting into this sympathetic talk, making all kinds of excuses about these individuals, let it be known, Ikhwan, Allah yubarak fikum, as our Prophet ﷺ said regarding the Khawarij, يَقْتَلُونَ أَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ وَيَتْرُكُونَ أَهْلِ الْأَوْثَانِ, that they kill the people of belief and they leave alone the people of disbelief. Ikhwan, if you look right now, and the people have done the statistics, they've done the numbers, the overwhelming majority of the victims of ISIS and the overwhelming victims of Al-Qaeda and the overwhelming victims of these terrorist groups are Muslims. They are Muslims. Across the globe, Ikhwan, the overwhelming majority of their victims are Muslims. And then the Sheikh, he says, Ikhwan, the killing of women and the killing of children, the killing of innocents in the most horrendous of ways. وَإِذَا كَانَتْ دَاعِشْ تَسْعَى الْيَوْمِ جَاهِدَ إِلَىٰ تَفْتِيتْ بِلَادَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَنَشِ الْفِتْنَ وَالْفَوْضَ فِي رُبُوعِهَا وَأَرْجَائِهَا فإن الدعوة محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله جاء لتجمع كلمة المسلمين الحق. And then he says, Ikhwan, and since the da'wah of Da'ish, or the call of Da'ish, has come, Ikhwan, and has striven to fragmentize the Muslim nations and to spread chaos and to spread corruption and fitna all across these nations. He said, at the same time, Ikhwan, the da'wah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, Ikhwan, came to unite the word of the Muslims upon the truth. وَقَدْ تَحَقَّقَ لَهَا بِفَضْلِ مِنَ النَّجَاحِ الْبَاهِرِ مِنْ كَثْرَةِ الْأَعْدَاءِ وَقُوَّتِهِمْ مَالًا وَيَخْتُلُ عَلَى الْبَالِ مَا يَخْتُلُ عَلَى الْبَالِ وَهَا نَحْنُ فِي الدَّوْلَةِ السُّعُودِيَّةِ الثَّالِثَةِ أَدَامَهَا اللَّهُ عِزًّا لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَأَهْلِهِ وَهِيَ ثَمَرَةٌ مِنْ ثَمَرَاتِ تِلْكَ الدَّعْوَةِ نُشَاهِدُ وَنُعَايِشُ اجْتِمَاعَ الْكَلِمَةِ فِي أَرْجَاءِ هَذِهِ الْجَزِيرَةِ. And the Sheikh, he mentions, Ikhwan, as we said, the likes of this call of Da'ish, Ikhwan, is the spread of fitna, of fawda. And then he says, Ikhwan, Allah yubarak fikum, and there are many enemies to the call, or the correct call of the da'wah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, that calls to the unification of the word of the Muslims. And he said, here we are in this kingdom of Saudi Arabia. May Allah preserve and give it might upon Islam and its people. It is a thamara, Ikhwan. It is a fruit from these fruits of this da'wah. And he said, and we live in this, and we see this unity of the word. This is what the Sheikh is saying about the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We see the unity of this word in the Arabian Peninsula in Saudi Arabia, underneath of this banner of this da'wah of the Sheikh of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, and that which was aided by Ali Saud, by the family of Ali Saud. Only a few paragraphs left, Ikhwan. Sabr, inshallah ta'ala. Almost done. He says, إِنَّ إِذَا كُنَّا عَرَفْنَا أَنَّ دَاعِشْ. He said, if we are to know now that this Da'ish, Ikhwan, is a fruit, or like this, a growth, we'll say an evil growth, we should say, لَا تَمُتْ بِسْفِلَ إِلَىٰ عَقِيدَةِ السَّلَفَ الصَّالِحِ, that has no connection whatsoever to the aqidah of the Salaf al-Salih, وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمَّتِهَا عَامَةٍ, and not to its imams overall. وَلَا إِلَىٰ شَيْخِ الْإِسْلَامِ, in general, وَلَا إِلَىٰ شَيْخِ الْإِسْلَامِ ابْنِ تَيْمِيَةِ وَمُحَمَّدْ عَبْدُ الْوَهَابِ بِصِفَ خَاصَةٍ, nor to Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab or Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah more specifically, no connection to their call. فَالسُّؤَالِ إِذَنْ مِنْ أَيْنْ تَسْتَمِدْ تَرِيقَتُهَا. So if their call has nothing to do with the call of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, and if their call has nothing to do with the call of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and if their call has nothing to do with the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, nothing to do with the Salaf al-Salih, then what is their call an extension of? The Sheikh asked the question and he answers it. He says, Ikhwan, فَلَقَدْ أَجَابَ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ عَنْ هَذَا السُّؤَالِ, the people of knowledge have answered this question, بِأَنَّهَا امْتِدَالِ لِفِقْرِ الْخَوَارِجِ, that it is, Ikhwan, an extension of the methodology of the Khawarij, وَعَقِيدَةِ الْخَوَارِجِ, and the creed of the Khawarij, وَهُمْ طَائِفَةُ كَفِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بِالذَّنْبِ, and they are that group
who makes takfir of the Muslims because of sins. وَتَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِالْخُرُوجِ عَلَى حُكَّامَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And they strive to draw closer to Allah. Look at this, Ikhwan. They strive to draw closer to Allah by rebelling against the rulers of the Muslims. And that is the meaning, Ikhwan, of innovation. The one who tries to draw closer to Allah by this action of theirs. This newly invented affair of ours, claiming to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these Khawarij believe they're drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this action of theirs, this evil action of theirs. So then the Shaykh, he says, وَبِيَسْتِحْلَىٰ دِمَاءَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and making the blood of the Muslims permissible. بَلْ إِنَّ الْحِقْتَ أَلَّذِي فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَشَّدْ وَأَقْوَىٰ مِنَ ذِي فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. And then the Shaykh says, Ikhwan, rather, their animosity and their hatred that is in their heart is stronger for the Muslims than it is for the kuffar. And an evidence of this is what the Prophet ﷺ said, they will kill the people of Islam and leave the people of disbelief alone. And then the Shaykh mentions later on, Ikhwan, and perhaps we'll get to it in a second, here they are next to Iran, next to the Rafida. But who they worried about? Saudi Arabia. They trying to attack the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. You ain't seen nothing from their communiques against Iran. Huh? They're concerned about the dawah of the kingdom of Saudi Arabia to attack it. Because they know, Ikhwan, that the kingdom of Saudi Arabia is against them. And they know, Ikhwan, that their call of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab in truth is against them. And therefore, Ikhwan, they have the greatest of animosity and the greatest of hatred for the kingdom of Saudi Arabia and that call of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab in truth. And then the Shaykh says after this, Ikhwan, la yabarik fikum, وَقَدْ لَقِيَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْهُمْ شَرٌ عَظِيمٌ فَأَوَّلَهُمْ اتَّهَمَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم في أمانته وعدله. And he says, and the Muslims have suffered great evil at the hands of these Khawarij. The first of them accusing the Messenger of Allah Muhammad SAW that he was not just in his dividing of those spoils. And what was the spoils that he divided up? What were the spoils that the Prophet was dividing up in that narration? Who knows? What type? What was it? Not silver. Who said it? What kind? I keep hearing somebody, who said it? Who said it? I heard somebody say it. Who, you said gold? Gold ore. Pass the brother a book back there. Pass it back. So when the Prophet ﷺ was giving out this gold, the man Dhul Khawaisra, he said, I'dil ya Muhammad, be just. And the Prophet ﷺ said, if I'm not just, then who will? Woe to you. If I'm not just, then who will be? So he goes on to mention after this, Ikhwan, that after this, Ikhwan, his followers from the Khawarij, that they killed Uthman, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ikhwan, and they were not concerned about his precedence in Islam. They did not care about the fact that the Prophet ﷺ testified to his nobility. They didn't give consideration to the age of Uthman. Here he is in his home, as some of the people of history have mentioned, fasting, reciting Quran. And this is how they killed Uthman ibn Affan. Allahu Akbar. And then the Shaykh, he says after this, Ikhwan, ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا عَلِيًّا, and then they made takfir of Ali. And they fought him at Nahrawan. And then he says, وَهُمْ أَشَّدِّ النَّاسَ عَتُشًا لِإِرَاقَةِ الدِّمَاءِ, and they, Ikhwan, are from the most bloodthirsty of the people. And this is what we identify with ISIS. When you think of ISIS, you think of bloodthirsty people, the shedding of blood and the murder and the killing of lives and the taking of lives. That's what you associate with ISIS. And don't let nobody come to you and talk about the conspiracy of the conspiracy theories. Oh no, this is what they want to show you in the media. Ikhwan, ISIS got their own media. They got their own media machine. And they're the ones who are spreading pictures of them assassinating and killing and murdering and beheading and mass graves. Their own video stations. Their own cameras to take capture in this. So don't let anyone, Ikhwan, from these individuals try to come to you talking about conspiracy theories and what the media wants you to believe. The Prophet ﷺ already informed us, Ikhwan, that this group was going to exist. And they would raise their heads in every generation until they would fight alongside the Dajjal. So we don't need to hear about anybody talking about these conspiracy theories. The affair has been made clear to us.
in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the most bloodthirsty of the people. فَإِنَّهُمْ يُكَفِّرُونَ النَّاسِ بِالْمَعَاصِي. For they may take fear of the people because of sins. بَلْ بِالْأُمُورِ الْمُبَاحَةِ. Rather, they may take fear of the Muslims for things that are permissible. For things that are permissible, la yubarik fikum. ثُمَّ يَسْتَحِلُّونَ دِمَاءَهُمْ. And then they make their blood permissible. وَقَدْ إِسْتَغَلَّهُمْ كَثِيرٌ مِنْ أَعْدَاءِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَالسُّنَّةِ لِذَا تَجِدُوا بَأْسَهُمْ عَلَى أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ أَكْثَرَ فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي تَجِدُوا لَهُمْ بَأْسًا فِي دَوْلَةِ إِيرَانَ. As we mentioned, Ikhwan, and then Ikhwan, many of the adversaries of Islam and the Sunnah, you find their animus against the people of Sunnah greater at the same time than you find the animus against the likes of the Dawla, the nation of Iran. Allah yabarik fikum. And then the Shaykh says after this, Ikhwan, Allah yabarik fikum, فَأَيْنَ غِرَتُهُمْ الْمَزْعُومَ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ وَعَلَى السُنَّةِ. Where is their so-called jealousy for Islam and the Sunnah? فَلْيَحْذِرْ أَبْنَاؤُنَا وَشَبَابُنَا مِنْ فِقْرِ دَاعِشِ. So let our youth and let our children beware of the ideology of ISIS and these extremist terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra and other than them, Ikhwan al-Muslimun, other than them. For indeed, Ikhwan, they rear those who are with them and those who are their sympathizers. The Shaykh says, وَالْمُتَعَاطِفِينَ مَعَهَا. And those who sympathize with them, they rear them, Ikhwan, upon takfir, upon khuruj, upon rebellion and revolution. وَتَجَنُّدُهُمْ ذِذَّ بُلْدَانِهِمْ وَأَهَلِيهِمْ. And they tried to rally them as forces against their own countries and against their own families. And this is what we found, Ikhwan, when the people went to Afghanistan. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hadi, he mentioned, Ikhwan, he said that our youth, some of our Shabab, they went to Afghanistan believing that we were Muslims, that we were family here in the kingdom. And they came back believing that we were kuffar. So these people, Ikhwan, they corrupt these people to try to turn them against their own nations, against their own kin, against their own families, against the Muslims. Allah yabarik fikum in this tremendous fight. So here we see, Ikhwan, the end of the kalam of the Shaykh. And we say, Ikhwan, with a resounding statement that the da'wah of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab and the da'wah of Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and the da'wah of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the da'wah as Salafiyyah is free from ISIS. It is free from ISIS. It is free from that which they are upon from takfir. It is free from that which they are upon from the shedding of blood unjustly. It is free from that which they are upon, Ikhwan, from the affairs of terrorism in the earth and corruption in the earth. And even, Ikhwan, this call to establishing a caliphate. Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi, rahimahullah ta'ala, Ikhwan, he said this is from the corrupt ideology and da'wah of Ikhwan al-Muslimun that they focus upon the caliphate. They ain't saying no. Ikhwan, Sheikh Ahmed Najmi, he said, Ikhwan, if you look at the da'wah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Yemen, what did he send him with? And yuwahid Allah, the call to tawheed. When he sent his companions out, he called them, he told Ali ibn Abi Talib to have one person accept Islam at your hands. It's better than what? Than the rare she camel. That rare red camel. Better than that, Allah yabarik fikum. These individuals, Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi said, Ikhwan, this focus upon the caliphate that we find from these individuals, Ikhwan, as we said, Ikhwan, is an offshoot of the Ikhwan Muslimun. They're not focused on tawheed, establishing tawheed, calling to tawheed. They're focused upon, Ikhwan, murder and corruption in the earth and the spread of their afqar, munharifa, and the spread of their evil and corrupt ideologies. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, Ikhwan, we'll stop here. Wa jazakum Allah kulla khayran.